listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, did you hear that? They just laid Jesus in the tomb. That means that it's finished. Christ gave up his spirit, commending himself to God, commending himself to himself, if we're Trinitarians, commending himself to himself. This happened, the scripture says, at 3 p.m. earlier today. No more Jesus on the cross this evening, friends in Christ. He was there for 3 hours this afternoon and 3 whole worship services here at Shepherd of the Valley this week. On Sunday, he was on the cross. Last night, he was on the cross, and all afternoon today, as we mark those 3 hours with our different preachers this afternoon, he's down at last and peacefully laying in the tomb. So now, all we get to do is give thanks. In the garden. Did you hear that? That the cross was actually in the garden, and then the tomb where he was laid was in a garden? Here's what I'd call tonight. This service here tonight for us in the Gospel of John, this wonderful year in John's Gospel. Tonight is a Passover garden party. You ever been to a garden party? Beautiful trees and flowers and plants everywhere. It's not a funeral reception after a death tonight. It's not a funeral reception after a death. We're not crying and telling stories tonight about how great Jesus once was, how he was a good friend and we're really going to miss him. That's what we do at a human funeral reception, but that's not what we're doing here. This is different tonight. We know how this is going to end. We've known all along. We know Jesus is going to rise from the dead. Tonight, we just get to linger around the empty cross. Party in the garden. That is, give thanks and be together. It is serious. It is serious, but it's all good here in the garden. Welcome to the garden, friends in Christ. Welcome to this garden here tonight. Love how churches, different things at different seasons. Other times, at Christmas time, this is the stable. We say, welcome to the stable. Other times, we gather in the Garden of Gethsemane, or we gather in the upper room. Welcome to the upper room. Here we are tonight in the garden. The garden is important. It all started in a garden. Maybe some of you have that sign in your own gardens at home. I know our Methodist neighbors next door have a nice little sign in their garden that says, it all started in the garden. That's true, right? All the way back in the book of Genesis, we were in the garden last fall, reading the stories about the Garden of Eden. That's where Christians understand the fall of humanity to have taken place, in the garden. It all started in the garden. So what better location to redeem all of humanity and this whole earth on a cross than in a garden? Lush trees and plants and flowers everywhere. Maybe that's not usually your picture of where the cross is. Think it's a dry, dusty hill outside of Jerusalem. But John describes a garden. A garden. What a blessing that our San Diego hills right now are nice and green. We have visuals all around us. Life growing right there where the cross is and right there where Jesus is laid. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, John tells us. It's powerful imagery, huh? Think about that this evening and tomorrow. It's powerful imagery, but it's a party. And a party means excess, so we're not just going to stop with one image. We're going to pile more on. You don't have a party and just have one food item and one offering of drink and one friend there. You have lots and lots. That's what's fun about a party. It's excessive. It's a party tonight. So more images to pile on here. We already have a powerful image of the garden cross. I'm going to pile another one on here. Jesus is the Passover lamb. This is unique to John's gospel as well. In the other gospels, Jesus is celebrating the Passover himself on Thursday night. That's why he's gathering with his friends. And that's what I always thought. I never caught that. In John, Jesus is the Passover lamb. In the other gospels, Jesus is around for it. In fact, he completely redefines the Passover on Thursday evening in the upper room. In John, Friday, it says, I just read, is the day of preparation for the Passover. Or you can say it's Passover Eve on Friday, during the day. The Paschal Feast, Paschal is just another word for Passover. The Passover Feast, it hasn't happened yet until Friday night, tonight. This is the Passover Feast. In the light of the day, on Friday, on the Passover Eve day, the priest would literally lead a lamb to the slaughter. Like a little lamb to the slaughter. And this was part of the Passover celebration. The priest only would take the lamb and actually slaughter the lamb. And that was all in preparation for the Passover meal that would happen later that night. So it's a powerful image that Jesus is led like a lamb to the slaughter. They celebrate Passover. Do you remember Passover back in Exodus, what that whole thing was about? Passover, you'll remember, Jesus is the Passover lamb, the saving symbol. The symbol in Exodus is that death passes over the homes where the slaughtered lamb's blood was on the doorposts. Do you remember that? They were enslaved by the Egyptians, but if they had that lamb's blood on the doorposts, then death would literally pass over them. It's a strange kind of gory thing, I think, for us. It's strange to think about even, but it's the symbol that is so powerful here. Jesus himself is the lamb that saves us from death. And then there's more to pile on. He doesn't just save us from death. Oh, great. So we live forever. He doesn't just save us from death. He frees us from slavery to the oppression of our sin. Think about the Exodus story and then see it being expanded even more. This is what Jesus does. He saves us from death and also frees us from slavery to the oppression of our sin. Remember how the Israelites safely passed through the sea and they escaped that murderous grip of the Egyptians? That's sin and death for us through Jesus. Because of Jesus, we get safely past the jaws of death and the grip of sin. Why we celebrate. We have to have a party tonight to celebrate this. It's really theological. John's gospel is really theological. Maybe your head is spinning. I know mine is, just with all the images that came at us this afternoon and then in this text this evening. It's so theological. Here's a modern image, just to pile another one on. I think you'll be with me on this one. This is a modern image. Anybody know what yesterday was? It was Monday, Thursday. Opening day! Baseball, right? I'm going to give an image. I have to give you an image from baseball. I've always given images from baseball. Perfect. I'm so grateful to the Commissioner of Baseball for starting baseball this year during Holy Week. So we have this plethora of beautiful images. What is the image? What is the image that we have? What do you think? Can you imagine what I'm about to say? The image from baseball for this Good Friday from the Gospel of John. Can you think of an image in baseball? A home run is a good one.
Sacrifice bunt.
Sacrifice bunt. The sacrifice bunt. Micah, would you stand up and just show us kind of how you pose yourself for a bunt? Okay, some might not know baseball. But a bunt, thank you, Micah, that's good. You can sit back. So, you don't have to stand there the whole time. Micah's got a lot of work tonight. So, the bunt is where you don't swing and hit the ball, right? You just hold the bat out, so when the pitcher throws it, it's just going to clink and drop on the ground and roll a little bit. And you do that, it rolls right to the pitcher, and then the pitcher throws you out over at first base. Why do you do that? Why wouldn't you just swing away? Yeah, Katie?
Because then the other person, another base can run to the next base.
That's my girl. Yeah. Good job. So you move the runner over, right? The sacrifice bunt. Jesus gives himself up to get us home safe. It's like we're on third base and Jesus squeeze bunts us home. Jesus brings us home this evening, friends. That's worth having a party about. Ask any baseball player crossing the plate. It's the best feeling in the world, right? When you get home safe, whether you had to run hard and slide and had the ball coming in, or if you just get to walk in and touch the plate, it's the best feeling in the world. That's why Good Friday is so good. Because we're safe. We're home. We're free. We're alive. And Jesus, while he got called out, isn't out for good. This is love divine. Divine sacrificial love. Baseball's just an image to help us a little bit. Jesus is love divine, gushing out for you and for me and for this whole world this night. Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us. I mean, what's not to love about us? Not just us, though. Jesus loves everyone, even the people that we fail to love. It's the other truth about Good Friday. We fall short, but Good Friday isn't about us. We know we fall short, and it's difficult. We continue to try to follow. Jesus' love gushes out for us and even for all those who we fail to love. So now, having encountered this love, this sacrificial love, all we can do is give thanks and turn outward and share it. First, we share our prayers for everyone in the world. That's actually part of our service tonight. Is to just share our prayers. We have this longer prayer tonight called the bidding prayer. It's because God's love is so overwhelming that we can't help but turn outward now and pray for every single person and thing in the whole world. And so we kind of recreate that in a way with a longer prayer tonight. And that's just the start of our love for them. It doesn't just stop with the prayers. We're not stopping with thoughts and prayers. Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and he even washed the feet of his betrayers and told us to do likewise. We pray, too, for our enemies, and then we wash their feet. That's the kind of divine love we follow and try to model our lives after. So we pray for everyone because God's love is so overwhelming. And finally, this evening, because God's love is so overwhelming, we can't help but simply come and bask in the glory of the rough-hewn cross of Jesus. We'll do that this evening as well. We'll just linger as we have in previous years. I'll say more about that. But we're just invited to linger, just to bask. And we'll sing hymns. And you can come forward if you like and pay reverence. Get a pillow and just sit there. You can stay where you are and sing or pray. But together in this room tonight, we just bask. We linger in the cross. And we give thanks together. To the world, this cross is ugly foolishness. But to we who are being saved, to we who have been saved, it is the beautiful power and wisdom of God. This is a good Friday. This is a great Friday. Jesus just bunted us home safe. Thanks be to God. Amen.